Blog Talk Radio.
Up here meditating up on the word.
Oh man, that's good. What I'm gonna do, I was testing out the system and see if it worked and see if I corrected all the problems. And it seemed like seemed like we corrected all the problems, so we are live through the new system right now. And the show went through good. The show last night, man, was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Good.
What I'm going to do tonight is just do a little 15-minute show, make sure everything went through real good. And I was going to let you go ahead and pray, and I'll read a song that we can sanctify these lives and make them approval by God. I hate to put you on the spot again tonight, but we need this new system up and running.
Yeah. You ready for me to start praying?
If you can say a prayer, I'll read a scripture.
Okay. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this blessing right now concerning this new system, Lord. As we go out over the hearing, Lord, we pray that you would sanctify and bless the hearing, Lord, that they would be enriched in your spirit, Lord. For those that are lost and still in darkness, they might come to that light, Lord. Help us to be a blessing, Lord. If you bless us, Lord, you will be a blessing of the Lord. Let this new system, Lord, function in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it may be a blessing to the hearer, Lord, not just the hearer and the doer of the word. In Jesus' name we pray and we act. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to be coming tonight from the books of Psalms, and we're going to read the 100 Psalms for the hearers and the doers of the word. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him. His presence is song. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that maketh us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, enter into his gates is thanksgiving, and into his courts is praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
Oh, my God. The Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
His mercy is everlasting. And his truth, my fellow saints of God, his truth shall endure to all generations. Not just one generation, but all generations. I thank God
for
allowing the scripture to be read tonight and coming forth. Lord God, this is just a retinence of Nathan putting somebody on the spot again. We talked and discussed last night about Myrtle Beach, and you know, it saddened me today that we opened that door about Myrtle Beach last night, and if the information I got is correct, I think they lost 3 vehicles so far this weekend, and it's just Sunday night. I mean, it's just a sad story for us to go out and 3 people. I think my information is right. 3 people is not going to leave Myrtle Beach the way they went. Advantage, what did you hear that what happened in Myrtle Beach already to these 3 young people that will not be returning home? This weekend, or did you get any information on
it? No, I didn't get any information. Mostly I see it as I'm driving these trucks out here, these motorcycle riders. Most of them seem to be a part of a gang or something. You see the Raiders, and you see the Red Devils, and they usually be in groups. And so, and I'm assuming, you know, I mean, I guess a lot of time on the holidays like this, some of these guys who just want to get out, you know, for a ride, sometimes they'll yoke up together and go to Myrtle Beach. But most of these bikers out here, they're usually a part of a gang, you know, a group. And I haven't heard anything about those 3 bikers that got killed. Did you know how it happened, or you hear anything about what happened?
No, I didn't hear anything, y'all.
Well, it was an accident or you know, a fight or whatever?
No, I didn't hear. All I know, I heard that 3 bikers so far, Myrtle Beach, so they are deceased at this particular hour.
And actually, tomorrow is actually the holiday, right? Memorial weekend, so I guess that's when everybody uses to really be down there full force tomorrow. But I guess it's like you said, with the going and coming and the traveling, you know, and these bikers out here, they have signs going up and down the aisle with the billboards asking the truckers and the cars to respect the bikers, you know, the riders, to share the road with them. And it seems to do pretty good, though, you know what I mean, just driving on the road. But I guess once they get to where they're going and they start consuming a little beer and alcohol, that's where the problem comes in at.
That's where the problem comes
in. Yeah, man, I think if it's not the problem, it's a combination. I mean, it's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My God. Well, Yeah, I know tomorrow is the big day, and I know they have a lot of ceremonies going on today in Orangeburg. And we was out today and went to worship service this afternoon, and I pray for the veterans. I know that they are going through a lot right now. And I guess maybe it's not the veterans that really getting together and doing this Baca Week in Merle Beach, but I pray for all the veterans that all their needs be met, that God continue to bless them. I know they had a hard task when they went and crossed seas and to fight for this country of ours and stand on the gap for us. And I salute them. I really do salute them.
Amen. 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 And I tell you, man, it's really a time where then you understand there's a lot of weeping and mourning and a lot of sorrow and people, some going on vacation. But in the midst of all of this now, I don't know, in the fellowship service today, what seems to be the rain from the last day? And in most of the churches, you know, sometimes it happened that way. It used to be a word coming from the Lord, from the pulpit, although I wasn't in the house of God. But you was in the house of God today, right?
But definitely this is the sign of the times. I mean, let's look at it. We are in May. This is the first May I've known to be this cool in my lifetime. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but this is the first May in my lifetime that I've seen. You know, you can't really tell it's me. I mean, it's cool nights, it's cool days. The signs of the times is here.
Amen, amen, and you're right. I mean, this will be June. And next week, this month goes out, and it'll be June.
That's exactly right.
Look, that real time is still here, almost.
I tell you, oh my God. God is doing something. He's really opening up something, and we're going to have to take heed and take attention. God is looking for us. I was in service today, and the pastor cried out that God just crying out for us to call upon his name. I mean, we call upon everything except God's name.
Amen. We have a lot to do with it, because what the scripture says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. So the people of God have a lot to do with how things are going. I mean, it's not the sinner, because the sinner don't know how to pray and how to talk with God. So we have to be the one to be a witness to these sinners. Because the scripture says, even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So nevertheless, the gospel is going for us. And we just have to do what God called us to do. Ask God to add them to the church. Should be saved, you know what I mean? Because when a sinner gets saved, the Bible says he will ever rejoice in the presence of the Lord. So I know God is still saving, and he's willing to run that appearance, but every woman comes to that saving knowledge. And I'm hoping that even tomorrow, Memorial Day, while everybody out there is, you know what I mean, enjoying themselves and having fun, and in the midst of it all, you know, I mean, somebody might get saved, that the word of God goes forth. You know, I look for opportunity to talk about the Lord to sinners. And I pray always for an opportunity. So that's what it's all about. Myrtle Beach and all around the world. We talk about New Jersey, the boardwalk, and all these other outlet tourist attractions. It's a great opportunity to be a witness for the Lord. If you have on the side ministry, and I thank God for you, because you have to stir us up and have us something to talk about. You know what I mean? You know, in the spot ministry, you know. And that's what the Bible says, stir up the gift that is within you. And on the spot ministry, you know, it helps us to, you know what I mean, to keep ourselves stirred up in the Holy Ghost and observing what's going on. And with the Baca Week down in Myrtle Beach, I mean, that's something that we know that we need to be on top of that. Pray for these bikers out here, you know? Because they're like kind of thrilling. When they're riding them bicycles, I think they get a high. When they're out there riding close to danger, I think some of them get a thrill living on the edge. So we have to pray for them. Pray for them.
Should we be down there this weekend putting some of them on the spot? Should we group together and went down there and put some of these people on the spot, asking them about the goodness of God? Should we emphasize God to go out two by two? Should two people be in Maribi this night, this day, or tomorrow, telling about someone about the goodness of God?
Amen. I pray. That's like you said, God sent them two by two to be a witness. You know what I mean? He that with his soul must be wise. And you send them two by two outside. You know what I mean? That means you got that double dues and support. And you got the wisdom of God working with two. So I pray that if even I can't be down there, that God will send someone, you know, send the word, you know. And that's what it's all about. Team.
Well, we sitting behind these four walls. We may have had good service today. We come back home and eat and just lay down and sleep and wait for the next day. Maybe we're going to do hard work. I mean, look. Ain't nobody left the service today and went and witnessed to nobody.
Yeah, everybody sitting around the table just eating and feasting in the rain, but nobody doing out in the harvest, huh?
Hey,
we
and we asking why are things happening? We ain't doing what God tell us to do. Oh,
amen.
We leave the worship house this morning, either meant to rise and eat or came back home and eat, sit down and enjoy ourselves the rest of the day. Something wrong.
If somebody's on the verge of going to hell, I'll probably just a breath away from hell.
Oh,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Word ain't getting out. The word is going out, but it's different when you is face to face with a person. And your Holy Spirit supposed to arouse that in that person. He might not change right then, but one day she's going to remember this conversation she had with you. And something's going to happen.
Amen. Say, amen, because you don't plant a seed. And you plant that seed, somebody come along and water it, and before you know it, God give it the increase.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Is it happening? Is that happening in Augsburg?
It's not happening on the scale where it should be. Augsburg should be like a fire, because Augsburg has been through a whole lot. Augsburg got the word of God going forth, houses on every corner, but then going forth out in the street, I think we're a little lacking in that area.
They're staying behind the four walls.
Amen.
I got it. I'm shouting, I'm praying, I'm asking God for this. And God said, go out and tell my people. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen. Amen.
That's what the word says.
Go to the hedges and the highway. And to tell my people to come in, that my house will be full.
Oh, no, that ain't what they say. They say, I'm praying for them to come to us. How do they say that thing? Oh, my goodness. If we stand here and pray for them and open the doors, they're going to just walk in. Oh, I don't think so.
No, it's not going to happen.
Go out and prepare them to come.
That's right. It's not going to happen that way. Jesus Christ, he ran his ministry. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but some man. He spent his whole ministry out reaching the poor, the needy, the hungry, and the gospel to the poor. He showed his disciples how to be sold them, be fishermen and men. And all of us are supposed to what? Following his footsteps. And it's going to be easy when we look for an easy way out. We just deceived ourselves.
No, Evangelist, you didn't say it. Oh, Evangelist, I don't believe you said we looking for the easy way.
That's what we looking for the easy way.
But the easy way is going back home, getting your plate of food, sitting out in front of the TV, and relaxing and taking a good nap.
No, that kind of way you just sleeping your life away. You don't have too much rewards when you get. You don't have too much rewards in heaven. You might make it in, but you definitely won't have no rewards.
Where your rewards? Where is your reward? The pastor today, she preached First John. Well, she meant the First John. Then she meant the Matthew, where the man got 5 talents. The other man got 2 talents, and of them got 1. Now, she said today that the man that got the 5 talents, God gave him a word. And he was going to make it in with his 5, because he got 5 extra talents. The same thing happened to the man with the 2 talents. He didn't make, as long as you're losing your talents, I ain't got but 1 talent. As long as I'm using that talent to do something for God, he said he doesn't tell you what's gonna happen. You're gonna make it.
Amen.
If you don't use that talent
that he gives you, he'll take that away from you. And he said that you should, if you know what kind of man he is, if you were to do it, you should have put it in the bank and let it go extra. But he took it and buried it.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
And I think he called it a wicked. That was wickedness.
So yeah.
And you're going to take it and sit on it.
That's right. Instead of using it, you're going to sit on it. And God is taking some return on that talent, on that gift that he gives you.
My God.
There ain't no excuse. I can see if he didn't give that man nothing, but that means that every child of God, God give him gifts and a talent. If it ain't but one, so he can't come up and say, well, I don't have anything. No. That's just a poor excuse. That excuse not going to fly with God, because he knows he's giving you.
Jesus.
And when you exercise that gift, the more you exercise that gift, the more you see the power of God begin to work in you and through you. And once you start seeing what happened, I think then you realize that, oh, my God, I didn't know it was like this. You sure enough get on fire, but you got to exercise it. Just like somebody want to lose weight. I mean, how can you lose weight if you don't stop eating? You got to exercise.
Now put that food in there. People get upset. You ain't talking about eating part. Now you got to use another thing on that one. Oh, man, don't mess with my steak and potatoes. Sweet tea. Macaroni and cheese. Hot dogs and Pepsi-Co. Coca-Cola and peanuts. You can't mess with the Coca-Cola and peanuts, Vanity.
Just aggravating your taste buds. That's just to put a little sugar in and all the calories and whatnot. It tastes good, but it's not good for the body.
That sugar messes us up. I tell you, I'm stuck on that sugar. That sugar is messing us up.
And making somebody rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I looked at that commercial last night with the PepsiCo, and she said, oh, my goodness, they spent give her a bunch of money to do that show. That's why I can't look at TV.
You know what they pay for them commercials? Them commercials cost something like $50,000 for just a 2-minute spot.
$1 million for 30 seconds.
That's right. It's true when it says pictures worth 1,000 words. Because when somebody gets a picture or image in their mind, it stays there. And that's the way it is with God. Once we get a picture and an image in our mind of the work God can do, we'll never be the same again. It's impossible for it to be the same. That's why God wants us to really, focus on the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporal. And eternal things is what we're trying to get you to understand, that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to thank God for the airwaves, you know.
Thank God for the airwaves.
Amen. Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you stop searching these airwaves right now, we need more shows like this over the airwaves. We need more people come over the airwaves. Because the other group is out there. They are dominating the airwaves.
Amen.
And
we sound like this.
We just sitting back. God's already tool to use to get it out there. You won't sit home and get it. I ask some people to come on the show. You want to tell me? I don't want to go over.
What? What they say?
I can't believe what they say.
Yeah, what they say?
Keep your mouth shut. And you don't want to tell somebody about the goodness of God.
Amen. And this is a way for you to exercise and start practicing so you can get better at what you're doing by conversating, talking with each other, smiling on the word, encouraging one another in the Lord.
And giving out information.
That's right. It's places that some people can't get out to the house of God. Some people are in their bedroom sick, but they can click on and get a word, and you're talking to somebody live. You can pray for you, you can touch and agree. This is live here. It's not like you're listening to a recording. You can respond to live people, like-minded, like-minded.
See, after we done recorded, you can go back, middle of the week, and hear this word that we put out tonight of inspiration, information that you can share with someone else next week. Inspire you to move. Touch your
Amen.
Heart, your soul.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
In about 15 minutes after I get off the air, this is going to be live all over the internet.
Amen. Amen. Believe me, it's making a difference because you never know who is listening and who is not listening. And once it's all over the internet, believe me, we pray that someone will stir up the gift that within them,
that's
and
right.
That they be encouraged to know
they heard
the word go forth, and they will not return void.
They heard the word. Now, we had a call last night, didn't say nothing, but I guarantee he heard the word. I don't know how he got on there, but he was on there. If he didn't know,
Amen.
He was on. If he didn't know,
Amen.
He was on there. If we turned
Amen.
Out one person last night that was on the air, I thank God. And he got dropped. He came right back on and heard everything he said there to all of us off the air last night. Never said a
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
We are touching something.
Amen.
I thank God.
Amen.
I know the rich is sitting right now. That gotta be God. He's not but God. I'm telling you, man. We got about a minute left. We got 90 seconds left. We got to close out for the night. We have a 30-minute show. I thank God for Evangelist Hampton for allowing me to call him tonight to discuss these things. Evangelist Hampton, I want you to go ahead and close out with a good prayer. We got a couple seconds left, and we're going to try this again. We might go 45 minutes next time. I see when we get wind up, it's moving. So go ahead
Amen.
And be praying for everybody.
Okay, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to travel these airways. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you would touch the minds and the hearts of the people and those that may be sick that are listening, Lord. Touch them and heal them. Give them a victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, we believe with you all things are possible. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to open up these airways, Lord Jesus Christ. And you might hear the words. If you come by here, hear the word. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we speak it by faith. In Jesus' name, be thou healed. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Listen, saying good night to you. We truly enjoy having you listen to us tonight. And I thank Evangelist for coming on the air one more time so that we can discuss things. And we thank you. I love you with all our hearts. Ain't nothing you can do about it, because I'm going to love you anyway. Glory be to God.
I want y'all to help us. Come on, rise to your feet. I've got evidence here.
I've got it.
I've got confidence. I'm a conqueror. I know that I win. I know who I am. God wrote it in His plan.
Conquer the